Good morning and welcome to today's broadcast. We trust you're staying warm and safe as the snow continues to fall around us. It's certainly been a snowy stretch here lately as the world outside grows colder and more uncertain. What a comfort it is to turn our hearts and minds to the unchanging Word of God. And today we're continuing our sermon, Jesus, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, discovering again how Christ alone is the path to salvation, the source of truth, and the giver of eternal life. You're listening to Timeless Truths.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Good morning and welcome to today's broadcast. We're so thankful that you've joined us wherever you're listening from. And once again this week, the snow has continued to fall outside. Roads seem to be covered, sidewalks need shoveling, and there's quite a bit of stillness that settles in when winter tightens its grip. And yet, even in the cold and silence of a snowy world, we're reminded that God is still on the throne, faithful, unchanging, and always at work. And the snow, it kind of reminds me personally of what Christ has done for me. When I see that white snow freshly fallen upon the earth, I remember that my sins were like crimson, and now they're white like that snow. This morning we're continuing our powerful sermon series, I Am, and we're looking at the statements of Jesus made about Himself, the declarations that reveal not just who He claimed to be, but who He truly is. These are not casual words. When Jesus said, I am, He was identifying Himself with the very name of God, the eternal, the self-existing one. And so these are declarations of His deity. This is who Jesus is. And today's message focuses on the most direct and life-changing statements Jesus ever made. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is not a popular message in our world today. Society tells us that there are many ways, many truths, many paths. But Jesus did not leave room for confusion. He did not say that He was a way. He said He was the way. And He did not claim to be a teacher of truth. He declared that He is the truth. And that is our message that we'll look at today. There's this beautiful truth in the Bible that God does not ask us to carry the Christian life in our own strength. The Bible tells us that His grace is sufficient and that His strength is made perfect in weakness. When we don't have the power to go on, God steps in and provides what we lack. In just a moment, we're going to listen to a song that powerfully reminds us of this very truth. The song is entitled, God Gives Grace to the Weak. And let it minister to your heart this morning. Let it lift your spirit. Let it remind you that even in the weakest moments, His grace is more than enough to carry you on. All right, we're going to listen to the song, and then we're going to jump into our message as we continue to look at Jesus, His declaration, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Have you felt so all alone, without a friend who cares, while you try to hide the pain trapped in your soul? If the teardrops fall like rain, and the hurt's hard to explain, is something that you need to know. God gives strength to the weary, help to the faint, hope to those who think they can't go on. He will lift up the fallen, heal your wounded soul, comfort you from midnight until dawn. Our God is near, so we must carry on. Many people that I meet are surrounded by defeat, walking yet they're dying day by day. I will take them in my arms and let Jesus calm their storms, and with blessed assurance they will hear me say, God gives strength to the weary, help to the faint, hope to those who think they can't go on. He will lift up the fallen, heal your wounded soul, comfort you from midnight until dawn. Our God is near, so we must carry on. God gives strength to the weary, help to the faint, hope to those who think they can't go on. He will lift up the fallen, heal your wounded soul, comfort you from midnight until dawn. Our God is near, so we must carry on. Our God is near, so we must carry on. Our God is near, so we must carry on.
Wonderful. And what a great truth that is, as it reminds us that God is near to us. God knows our struggle. God knows our difficulties. And we can call out to God. We can trust in Him. And He'll help us in those times of need. In John chapter 14 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In John chapter 14, there's a lot happening. It paints so many pictures for us. It paints us the wonderful picture that Jesus gives peace and He is God. It speaks of His deity. It also paints a wonderful picture of heaven in my Father's house. And John unfolds a cultural portrait of heaven, with the Father's house, rich with awe and marked by the nearness of God's presence. And then there's a question that's asked, how do we go to where you're going? And Jesus replied, He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so Jesus is the way. We looked at this last time. He is the way. He is the way to have a relationship with God. We were created to have that relationship with God. We lost that relationship because of sin, but we can have it restored by coming to Jesus Christ. Now, the story of creation is filled with distinctions. God made distinctions in light and darkness, male and female. We are separated from the animal kingdom. We were created by God to have a relationship with Him. But because of sin, that relationship was lost, and we, like sheep, have gone astray, Isaiah tells us. But Jesus said, I'm the way that you can have a relationship with God once again. I'm the way. Through me, you can have eternal life. I am the way. Through me, you can have a peace in your heart that is beyond understanding. And so this is the declaration of Jesus. I am the way to heaven. And I hope today that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 087. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 087. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
All right, so Jesus is the way, but also Jesus declares, I am the truth. Now, so many people today are confused about what is truth. There are others who are angry at the truth. So what is the truth? Well, truth is ontological. In other words, it's reality. It's the way that it is. Truth is not relative. Our world says that. Truth is relative. But truth is not relative. Truth is absolute. Truth isn't dependent on our feelings or our experiences or our background. You are listening to this program in the Waterloo region this morning, and that is the truth. Or maybe you're listening in online. I don't know. But wherever you're listening to the program, that's where you are. Now, you can say, well, yeah, that may be true for you, but that's not my reality. But the news flash that I hope you understand is that is your reality. Truth is ontological. It's reality. It's the way that it is. You are where you are listening to this radio program. That is truth. It doesn't matter what I think my truth is or you think your truth is. Truth is not relative. Truth is absolute. That means with truth, there's also error. And so if I say this is truth, this is where I am listening to this program, to say that I am anywhere else is error. It is falsehood. It is not truth. Adrian Rogers said, it is better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. Jesus is absolute truth, and all truth is God's truth. Now, three chapters after Jesus himself is declared to be the truth, as the cross is very near, Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Now we know that there is this strong reference in the Bible in John 1:1, Jesus as the word, and the word is truth, and Jesus is truth. There are two types of revelations of God we read about in the Bible. First, there's what we call general revelation. That's the revelation of God in creation. It reveals his power, his Godhead, truth that he is creator and above all. When society takes the general revelation of God and turns his truth into a lie, Romans chapter 1:25, God gives them over or over give society over to uncleanness, vile affections, and a reprobate mind. And so general revelation reveals who God is in a general way through creation, that there is a God and that God created all things. And then there's special revelation. This is the truth of the Word of God. Not only do people reject and suppress the general revelation by God, creation, but they also treat the Bible the same way. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts or their own desires shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall be turned away, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables," or turned unto stories. And that's what we see in our world today. We see this turning away from truth and turning to fables, turning to stories, turning to error. Now, what we need this morning is we need the truth. You say, well, Pastor Burns, why do we need the truth? Well, we need the truth because John 8:30 says, "As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And so we need to hear the truth. We need to go to a church that preaches the truth, that opens the Bible and says, the Bible says, because there's freedom in the truth. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is a burden. Freedom is found in knowing the truth, because the truth will make us free. And so let's think about the truth for the moment, and let's think about the truth about our sin. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Now, if we were to compare humanity to God's standard, I'm not talking about comparing your life to a religious person or to a neighbor or to a family member, but God's standard. Paul said in Romans 6:23, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." Now, the Bible says that there is none righteous in this world, about 7 billion people, and there is not one person, not one righteous person. We are all on equal ground. Jesus Christ is the only righteous person that ever walked on the earth. I'm a sinner by nature and choice. That's the truth. And you're a sinner by nature and by choice. That's the truth. But do you want some more truth? Because the fact that we are sinners, the wages of our sin is death. And one day we're all going to die. This death is both physical and spiritual. In fact, Revelation calls this death the second death. We are all living souls that will spend eternity in either heaven or in hell. We will live forever somewhere. There's no medium. There's no purgatory. We will live in either heaven with God or separated from God in a place called hell. This is the truth about sin. But then there's also the truth about salvation. I believe that this is a great truth. And I believe that I've been pastoring Kitchener Baptist Church for over 10 years. I believe Kitchener Baptist Church is a good church. You know, we love to sing the old hymns. We love to open the Bible and study the Bible. We make connections with each other. We encourage each other. We try to be a blessing to each other. I believe that Kitchener Baptist Church is a good church. It's a great church. But Kitchener Baptist Church can never give you a ticket into heaven. Now remember, Jesus said, "I'm the way, I am the truth." Jesus didn't simply teach truth. Jesus embodied it. He is the truth. Everything he said, everything he did, and everything that he and everything he is perfectly reveals God. It is truth that saves. Now the devil lies, and the devil deceives, and the devil wants people to go to hell. The devil doesn't want people to get saved. The devil doesn't want you to hear the gospel and trust in Christ as your Savior. The devil wants you to believe a lie. He wants you to be a religious person, but never saved, but never trust in Christ. He wants you to worship the demons of hell, but not the God of heaven. That's the desire of the devil. You know, the devil doesn't care about you. The devil doesn't love you. The devil doesn't want the best for your life. The devil wants you to spend eternity with him in the lake of fire. But Jesus, as the truth, directs us to have a restored relationship with God. That's God's desire. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved the world so much. God wanted the world to be restored to him, that he sent his only begotten. The word begotten means of the same, speaking of Jesus as God. God became flesh, and he dwelt among us. You know, we're coming into Christmas time, and that's what we celebrate during Christmas time, the incarnation of God, that God became a man and he dwelt among us and he lived for 33 years upon this earth and never committed one sin. And then he was nailed to a Roman cross and he died. His blood was shed. But he wasn't a madman dying for a cause. He was a Savior dying for you. He gave his life so that you could have eternal life. Salvation is eternal life, and eternal life, listen, is knowing God. John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Heaven is achieved not through a church, not through religion, not through being a good person. Heaven is achieved through the truth. And Jesus is the truth. That's why he said, I am the way, I am the truth. Would you receive the truth today? Would you trust in him for eternal life? Would you turn to him? The truth, not fables, the truth. Oh, today, friend, would you come to Jesus and would you trust in him for your salvation?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross. And now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in his finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, Then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. We also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.